catch me if you can. I won't record no backhander. Ask me who I am. Tell me you're the pop commander. Elvis should play ska. Elvis should play ska. Take it as it comes. Doesn't matter what the song says. Let them have their fun. Don't fight them with your own bosses. Elvis should play ska. Elvis should play ska. Catch me if you can. Don't you know just what your aim is for every tune you ban?
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 525. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started off the week with something fun. That is Elvis Should Play Ska by Graduate, originally released in 1980 on the Acting My Age record. But I picked that up on a CD re-release in 2001 put out by Sanctuary Records Group that includes a lot of unreleased tracks there and made it worth my while. And that band from Bath in England, known primarily as the band from Kurt Smith and Roland Orzabal, who later formed Tears for Fears. Interestingly enough, those two were in a previous band called Neon with the two guys that later formed Naked Eyes. So quite a scene there, I guess. That album's great. It's a good mix of new wave, second wave ska, mod revival, some power pop. It's got lots of really good things there. If I find that one on vinyl, I'm going to pick that one up. Anyway, I've got all good music for you this week. Nothing to worry about at all. It's gonna just run by and you're going to say, wow, those were some great songs. I'm going to start here with Bully. The song is called Every Tradition.
Like couch for this entire year, and I've been waiting on my friend to watch disappear, and I'm feeling kind of rough, and I'm feeling kind of rough, that's rough.
Just as great as I promised. We started that set off there with Bully, with the song Every Tradition. That's on the band's new album, Super Egg, which came out last Friday, August 21st, on Sub Pop Records. That band based out of Nashville, Tennessee. That's not the Bully album I was expecting to get, though I'm not sure exactly what I was expecting or why I had any expectations, but this one is loud and angry and raw, and I like it a lot. That track there doesn't even scratch the surface of how raw that Alicia Bagnano gets. It's really, really good. Find that one on a streaming service, listen to that one, or just take my word for it and buy it. You'll be happy. After that, we heard from Vile from Minneapolis. The song is called Rough, and it's on an EP called Grow Up, which came out last year, November 29th, on Brace Cove Records. And that song there, and that whole album, just makes me feel like... Well, that's a band I should be seeing in a basement. One of the many Minneapolis touring bands. It just makes me homesick. Not for Minneapolis, just for basement shows. And then after that, we heard from the Rabies Babies. The song is called Rape is Rape, Even if the Rapist is in a Band That You Like. That's on the band's self-titled EP that came out July 21st of this year. Put that out themselves. I think it's a digital only band out of London. Evidently, they've been around for a long time, but this is my first experience with them, and I like that track a lot. Well, I guess I should let you know how things work around here. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. I got more music for you now, including a new Bill Callahan. This song is called Pigeons.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. Well, the pigeons ate the wedding rice and exploded somewhere over San Antone. Neo. I picked up the newlyweds and asked them where they wanted to go. They said, we don't care, we don't know anywhere, just go. Ever since I'd gotten married, I started working weddings, driving this long white limo. They'd had their ceremony in Brackettville at that phony Alamo. We were 30 miles from the border of Mexico. Well, they're in the back laughing about some uncle named Jack who got too drunk, and during his speech the tears started to flow. Well, they seemed like a match, so I stopped looking for cracks in their road and just drove. Outside of Concan, the groom noticed the gold band on my left hand and said, you got any advice for us, old man? Well, I thought for a mile as I drove with a smile. And I said, when you are dating, you only see each other, and the rest of us can go to hell. When you are married, you're married to the whole wide world. The rich, the poor, the sick and the well, the straights and the gays, and the people that say we don't use those terms these days. Salt in the soil. After I'd said my piece, we drove on in silence for a spell. How my words had gone over, well, I couldn't tell. Potent advice, or preachy as hell. But when I see people about to marry, I become something of a plenipotentiary. I just think it's good, as you probably can tell. Went to Adams from the Big Bang, get back together with the old gang. I dropped them at a fancy dancy boutique hotel. And I drive off alone, but I'm not alone. Sincerely, L. Cone.
I sent you the sun from my hometown in Chicago.
and she just vanishes into nothing there, doesn't she? That is Lil Mel, though, with the track Hannah's Son. That's on the new album Hannah. Comes out this Friday, September 4th, on Double Double Whammy Records. That is the project of Hannah Reed, based out of Los Angeles, California. Fantastic bedroom pop there that just has all sorts of wonderful production elements in there that, you know, just feel great. It's an album for headphones. It's an album that you're going to want to listen to a lot, and it's going to be rewarding every time you listen to it. And there's some cute videos online as well, so, you know, double threat there. Before that, we heard from Bill Callahan with the track Pigeons. That's on his new album, Gold Record, which comes out this Friday, September 4th, on Drag City Records. He is, of course, based out of Austin, Texas. I can't say enough good things about this record. I'd say it's his best in years, but every record he puts out is his best in years. This one has a couple of songs that are destined for greatest hits, or they don't really exist anymore, but destined for Spotify playlists, I guess. That song there is great, and there's some... there's real wisdom in there. I'm just always in awe of Bill Callahan. Anyway, I guess I should wrap things up, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 525. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, you name it, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, there's a few things coming up worth talking about. We've got Shiner coming up at Lemonade Park on the 4th of September. On the 5th is Starhaven Rounders, and Shiner is back on the 6th with the Whiffs. On the 18th, Reggie and the Full Effect is coming, and on the 25th, String and Return. And all of those are at Lemonade Park. And then looking into the future, another outdoor venue, we have Waxahachie coming next spring. Lots of shows next spring being booked. I've got a show on my calendar for next August. That's how weird the music industry is right now. Anyway, but we've got shows all through September at Lemonade Park, and that's a good venue to go to. Bring your own chair, bring your own water, don't touch anybody, don't touch anything, and outside, and so far the weather has been great. I'm loving it. Anyway, looking at the website, there's a couple of new things out there. There are photos and videos of the Emmeline Twist, Other Americans, Dan Jones, and the Squid Show, and that happened last weekend, I guess, at Lemonade Park. And then 2 weekends ago was the Rex Hobart and the Misery Boys and Forrest McCurran and the Daily Special Show, both of those at Lemonade Park, and photos and video of both of those gigs up on the website this week. Anyway, I got one track left to play for you here. And good news, it's not folk metal or black metal or any sort of metal at all. The band is called Cole Years, and they're a band from Aberdeen in Scotland. And the song I'm playing is called 31. It's on the band's new album, Paradise, which comes out this Friday, September 4th, on E1 Music. They've got a sound that is easy to quantify. I like Gaslight Anthem. You like Gaslight Anthem. Let's listen to this band. Enjoy it, because it is a really a solid record, and I enjoy listening to it from start to finish. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
What are we here for? Maybe we got lost along the way. Maybe we're done for. Politicians drinking their champagne. And I forgot all the reasons why I was breathing without you. You keep on me warm and you help me carry on right through. I carry on right through. My sister got married. She walked so easily down the aisle. Never seen her so happy. And outside in the world falls apart all the while. Whoa, it falls apart all the while. There's blood on the streets tonight. My heart hit the roof and feel it all. I die. Please don't turn out the light in your eyes, 'cause I don't wanna get off this ride.